This is a brief overview of Fostering Community Health, a preventive approach to reducing health and safety disparities. It covers what disparities are and how and why they can be reduced by a focus on the community environment. More information about this approach and the research that supports it can be found in Prevention Institute documents that are listed on the Thrive website. When you hear the sound, please go on to the next slide. The Institute of Medicine defines disparities as differences in the incidence, prevalence, mortality, and burden of diseases and other adverse health conditions that exist among specific populations. The key word here is populations because it implies a whole group of people, not just individuals, which has implications for what might be most effective. What leads to the greatest disparities? We see the greatest health and safety disparities at the intersection of poverty, race and ethnicity, and place. And it's important to note that people who live in low-income communities and communities of color aren't afflicted by a different set of illnesses than the general public. Rather, it's the same illnesses and injuries with greater severity and more frequency. At Prevention Institute, we developed this trajectory of health disparities to better understand what can be done to reduce disparities. The root factors on the left acknowledge that some individuals are born into a society that neither treats them fairly nor distributes opportunity equally. These root factors, such as discrimination and poverty, play out at the community level, affecting the overall community environment or environmental factors. These kinds of factors, in turn, shape behaviors. The combination of environmental and behavioral factors contributes to an increased number of people getting sick and injured and who require medical services. Inequities in access to and quality of medical services are well documented and contribute to even greater disparities in health outcomes. Outraged by disparate health and treatment outcomes, researchers, advocates, and legislators look to reforming the healthcare delivery system to address disparities. Efforts are focused on improving access to and the quality of screening, diagnosis, and treatment. Equitable access and treatment outcomes are critical, but focusing on healthcare alone will not reduce the number of people getting sick and injured in the first place. This is because, first, medical care is not the primary determinant of health. Environment, behavior, and lifestyle are actually more predictive of health outcomes. Second, medical care treats one person at a time, and by focusing on specific illnesses as they arise, medical treatment does not reduce the incidence of disease. Third, medical intervention often comes late because medical care is usually sought after people are sick. And today's most common chronic health problems, such as heart disease, diabetes, asthma, and HIV/AIDS, are never cured. On the other side of the trajectory are root factors, such as poverty, racism, and other forms of oppression. These fundamentally influence health outcomes and play out at the community level. They are, in effect, the pathways to environmental and behavioral factors. And by addressing the environmental factors, we can alter the way root factors play out in order to improve health outcomes. Another way of looking at this is to start with medical conditions. These are among the leading causes of death in the U.S., and for each of these, there are significant disparities. Just the words, heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, injury, often lead people to ask, how can this condition be treated? But these conditions are all preventable. In order to understand how, we need to take a step back. A step back from the causes of death to something called actual causes of death. Michael McGinnis and Bill Fagey identified a set of 9 factors strongly linked to major causes of death and called them actual causes of death. For instance, if heart disease is the medical problem, it is eating and activity patterns, tobacco, and alcohol use that underlie it. Most of the actual causes connote individual or behavioral choices, but it is also helpful to understand the role of environment in shaping behavior. Typically, when we think of environment, we think of air, water, and soil, and these all affect health, but the environment also affects behavior. For example, the way we design our streets can influence how fast we drive, whether or not we can walk or play there, and the business level on the street. The Institute of Medicine studied health promotion and concluded that it is unreasonable to expect that people will change their behavior easily when so many forces in the social, cultural, and physical environment conspire against such change. So we need to understand the forces in the social, cultural, and physical environment, and this requires taking another step back from actual causes to community factors. We asked, what are the elements of a community environment, and came up with a set of factors in these three clusters: equitable opportunity, people, and place. Equitable opportunity. Do people of all races and ethnicities have equal opportunity? Can people make a living wage, and are businesses and housing owned by the people who live in the community? Does everyone benefit from quality education and training? The people. Do people know and trust each other? Are people active in the community, and is the community willing to take action to make things better? Do community members expect and reinforce respectful, safe, and health-promoting behaviors and attitudes? The place. Are healthy products available and affordable? Is the community targeted with ads for unhealthy products? Is the community a place where its members feel safe and want to be? Are there places where people can enjoy nature and be active? Can people affordably and efficiently get where they need to be? Are there places people want to live and can afford to live there? Is the air, water, and soil safe? And are there artistic outlets and opportunities? Those are the elements of a community that are most closely associated with health and safety outcomes. Improving these factors, and therefore the community environment, can help close the health gap because it addresses the reasons people get sick and injured. It can also support treatment outcomes. For example, healthy eating and activity habits are critical not only for prevention, but also disease management. A reliable transportation system transports people to screening and treatment appointments. Literacy improves the ability to read and understand prescription labels. And strong social networks are associated with people looking out for each other and taking care of each other during treatment and recovery. This approach is beyond the capacity of any one individual or organization and necessarily involves people from many different disciplines with different expertise because the determinants of health are beyond the capacity of any one practitioner or discipline to manage. We must collaborate to survive as disciplines and as professionals attempting to help our communities and each other. The Thrive tool and the resources and links we have provided can help get you started and point you in a direction that can help to address disparities by improving the community environment.